Raisin. His son braces, as if rapt by the sound of a roulette ball, tallying his chances of inheriting that kamikaze lust for validation. All or nothing in the boy's eyes, while Walter Lee waffles, uncertain of obsequity or rage, before Linder, who has offered to buy Walter's family out of the house they've purchased in the white suburb, ink wet on the contract, and provoked Walter's second consciousness, the one in which Walter wants to take the O'Fay's bread as reparations for the insurance money, his own father's legacy, lost on a humbug. Walter Lee wants to bargain his pride, but he's caught the falter in his son's eye. What would Diddy do, by the way? P. Diddy played Walter Lee in the Broadway version. So, what would Diddy do? Who has time to be raising kids in this man's country? The inflected verb we pronounce raisin. Generations wimpling in succession like the raisins that sang Marvin's hit song. Outside the theater, my nephew tells me when Diddy was two, they found his hustler dad slumped in a car in Central Park, a bullet in his head. I share what I know of cartoon raisins and Marvin Gaye and how the untrained love of men can fray, unravel, snap like stressed hemp, dropping random sandbags, drapes, and backdrops, light cans crashing on the very heads of those for whom we've set the stage. When asked if he loved his son, Marvin Sr. replied, "Let's just say I didn't dislike him." We each walk in silence through Times Square, alone together, exposed to the bling of many billion diodes, lure of the body electric that makes us compatriots and men.